Okay, I'm sorry I bored you, but we killed 10 minutes. Don't worry about a thing. Romans 8. You know what, church? You need the body of Christ. Amen. There are times, Joe, Tony, and I'm not singing you out, I'm just addressing you because you're hard workers. Denny, Timmy, Bob, and your new girlfriend, that you can't pray for yourself. You ever been there? You're in too much pain, you're fatigued. That's why the Bible says, pray ye one for another that ye may be healed. You'll have to rely on someone else's prayer, and there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, my frame of mind was, I hope Pastor Barkley would get done with this. Because, you ever been that way? No, I know some of you have, because I was praying for you, and you said, could you stop now? A little bit make up there, but. And Jack wanted to do a half-hour liturgy prayer. I said, oh. But I know the heart of you people. You see what I mean? And that's the key. But this is why we have a local church. It says, pray ye one for another that you may be healed. So we should be praying for Lynn. Please, I covet your prayers. Well, Pastor, that takes a lot of time. I'll pay you. You just don't get it. You're the quarterback, the pastor. Don't think there's some defensive people, defensive demons, that would like to take you out of the game. Anyhow, Romans 8. We could quit right there. That's not a bad introduction. Since I don't have that down in my notes, but I'm going to go listen to it again. I didn't bring my hearing aids with me. What was that?
He's not taking you out on our watch.
No, thank you, Dean. This lady over there at the hearing place is saying I don't hear consonants. I said, well, then speak with vowels. I bind those things from now on. Romans chapter 8, look to verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. That's an excellent scripture there. God has provided salvation from spiritual death, sin, sickness, and disease. But he did not save us from our own attitudes, our own choices, or the problems of this world. That's all in the soulish realm, which we'll be talking about. Justification, sanctification, and glorification. Look over now to Philippians chapter 2. You don't mind if I go slowly here, because this will be a series. I can't find my 19-tape series on a mine, so someone volunteered that they would do that for me. I said, well, I'll pay you. We need a full-time tape person, huh? Can't get a hold of Charles. He's over here. He's over to get Pacific or some lake lotion. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 12, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but how much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So we got a part, and God got a part. That's why we're called co-laborers together with him. Amen? Now, when you got born again, that's known as justification. Working out your salvation is known as sanctification. It's a workout. How long will I be working out? To either the rapture comes or you breathe out your last breath here. Spirit man, justification. soulish man that takes, that's just a progressive thing that goes on and on, and you don't think your soul needs saved. It does. The mind, the will, the emotion, imagination. The soul gives you a hard time. That's why you could be a spirit-filled Christian and do nothing with that soulish man, and you'll act just like you act in the world. The only difference is if you hold on and God's grace is extending, you'll go to heaven. But what mark did you leave here? Did you cause somebody to stumble that will never want to ever leave the listen to the gospel? Or were you able to win people to Jesus Christ? Not even by anything you said, by your lifestyle. How many understand what I'm saying? Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. So we go down to the next step, which is glorification, and that's your body. That'll take place at the rapture or when you physically die. So you got justification, spirit, sanctification of the soulish man. Isn't that right? And glorification, your physical body. We must learn how to work out our own salvation and live it in a successful and victorious way. That's what this is all about. I just entitled this The Renewed Mind. Everybody that gets born again needs their mind renewed. Because you probably condemned yourselves. How can I think something like that and now I'm a saved person? Well, whatever you're thinking, and it's not in line with God's word, make sure you don't act on it.
Right.
Amen? Have you ever wondered why many good Christians backslide? You probably know some. The reason is that without a lifestyle dedicated to the Lord, the spirit of a Christian's mind can drag him back into the behavior of the old man. See? And we must reprogram our mind and our thinking patterns. Look over to Romans chapter 12. And verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good 30-fold, and acceptable 60-fold, and perfect will of God 100-fold. You see that? So these people backslide because they don't know that without a lifestyle that's dedicated to the Lord, the spirit of a Christian's mind can drag him back into the behavior of the old man. We must reprogram our mind and our thinking patterns. Renewing your mind, most significant thing there is after you've been saved. If not, you won't grow. This is so important. People don't take the time to renew their minds. Amen?
Amen?
Look to Ephesians chapter 4. You okay out there today? All right. Ephesians 4 and verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life or the Zoe of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling had given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. That you put off concerning the former conversation or manner of life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit or the attitude of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen?
Yeah.
See what we got to do with that mind? You're not going to be able to do this without God's word. Now, one of the best investments I had is getting that Roku. and you could watch 24/7 faith-building concepts on TV. What I choose not to do anymore is watch the news. They were never supposed to be the extension of another party. And they lie like you drink coffee. It's become so conditioned to them, and it's sad. It's very sad. Because people are influenced by that. And see, you have a choice to turn it off or turn it on. I pray our country does survive the hatred, the disrespect, the name calling, and the division. Because a house divided against itself will fall. So we got to believe God and pray. That's the best thing we can do. So why waste your time watching that silly news? They just repeat themselves over and over and over again. And then over and over again some more. Don't they mostly repetition? Unless they have a blank news alert. So they give you an alert, you think you're getting something new. Well, they just said that yesterday. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm just trying to help you because you know why? That can become addicting.
Yes, sir.
It took a while just to say, I got a break from this. And I was watching very little of it. So, it's sad. And I was very shocked. What I did find out last night were those in my family who thought like I thought. And I was happy to find that out. Okay, we did Ephesians 4. Look to James chapter 1. You okay out there? I thank you, people. I'll be honest with you. We do need the prayer of the saints. Nikki said, I'm always praying for you, Pastor. I appreciated that, Nikki. I said, no, you're not praying that prayer that you told me you learned when you first got saved. Bless me, my four, and no more. Oh, no, Pastor, I don't pray that prayer anymore. Nikki prays. He prays. Amen? He's a prayer warrior. You'd be surprised. Pam prays, too. Huh? I left a voice message for Charles because I saw him here, was it Wednesday, Thursday, whatever night, and I knew they got to push back a day. They were going to here, point B, C, D, E, F, G. And so I called him. I said, Charles, I don't know if you're on a plane. I don't know if the mob got you yet. And I love Charles. Now, don't take this the wrong way. I believe the mob would give him up. Because he talks so much, he go on and on. He'll make sure he gets this so nobody think I'm talking behind him. But he calls him about 8 hours later, and he said, I got your message. Where you at, over the Atlantic? Is that the ocean he goes over? He said, no, we had to do all this, do all that. I think he just got up, but I said, well, you didn't leave yet. I said, don't get in any trouble over there. We're praying for you, and we thank God that you have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus. So God bless him. He was going on the Turkish Airlines. That had been a hint for me to try boat. Hallelujah. Charles is a good man. He's a worker in the house of God. He is. We're James 1, 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted or the implanted word, which is able to save your mind, your will, your emotions, your imagination. See, that's progressive. And then 3 John 2, you could quote it. Third John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Isn't that great? All right, look over to Romans chapter 8 and verse 6. Now, I am not against the medical profession. Brother Jack reminded me, said that I'd take you there if you needed to go. I mean, I'll tell you what, they're doing a better work than some ministers are. So just make sure you get a good one, you know what I mean? Don't get one that said, oh, that's God's will for you. You got about 6 months to live. How old are you? Oh, about 21. That's not what the word says. Hey, Paul hung out with Dr. Luke. Boy, you ought to read an in-depth thing about Paul's eyes and diseases they said he had. Okay, where are we? 3 John 2? That's what I said, Romans 8, verse 6. Nice in here, huh? Quiet. Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The mind can be divided into the areas of imagination, reasoning, thought, logic, intellect, all summed up in one word, understanding. 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 Ephesians chapter 1. Not too fast, is this? Ephesians chapter 1. 1:18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Understanding. So how many are willing to start getting their soul saved, the mind, the will, the emotions, and their mind renewed? Okay, we got a lot, and we're going to be on this for a while. I'd just like to have my 19 tapes on the mind. Can't find them. Yeah, I got someone. I said I'd pay them if they'd run them off for me. Because none of this is from there. Okay, we're taking communion. You've been a very good audience.